So you might be aware that dozens of people in this parish are participating in our Lenten study of Amy Jo Levine's book called Entering the Passion of Jesus, A Beginner's Guide to Holy Week. Chapter 2 of that book, which we looked at in the last week or so, features a quite full discussion of the story we just heard as our gospel reading, that of Jesus cleansing the temple. So a whole number of people spent 2 hours looking at that this past week, as well as doing the reading in advance, I've been assured. Both of this Tuesday's Bible studies looked at the reading as well, so that's another hour and a half for people who are at the Bible study. So some people have at least 3.5 hours invested. So many of you this morning are prepared to enter discussion about the reading this morning. But thus, using the logic of the preacher, we turn our thoughts to the text of Psalm 19, which we just recited. And so, following a long-standing practice within our tradition, within the Anglican tradition, we hear the last words of it again. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Actually, this whole psalm, in a way, can be said to be a preacher's prayer, a preacher's prayer. Or maybe it's a reminder to a preacher, and for that matter, to all of us, what to focus on. It speaks of the glory of the creation. You know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, that creation. So it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows the handiwork of the Lord. The glory of God, the handiwork of the Lord. And so this psalm reminds us that just like the host of heaven, we too can tell others of God's goodness in creation. We too are invited to look for God's goodness in the creation. Now, I know that many of us were complaining this past Wednesday about the week, about the weather, at least, during this week. Wednesday moved from 14 degrees to minus 16 degrees in less than 7 hours. We experienced very black clouds. We experienced rain. We experienced a bit of snow, lots of wind, some thunder and lightning. Thunder and lightning in the winter, no less. But the majesty of it all, the full glory of creation was on display. The awe, the beauty, maybe with a little bit of fear and trembling thrown in. But we were all talking about it. I suggest as we talk about it that we think about proclaiming the majesty of that event rather than the ways it perhaps inconvenienced us. Now, on that same day, I saw an ambulance struggling to get through traffic. The blaring siren and strobe lights were annoying. And as for the idiots who wouldn't get out of the way, well. But what a display of the glory of God in creation was underway at that same time. Paramedics, using graces and gifts given to them, singularly focused on caring for an unwell person. The ambulance itself, a machine envisioned by human minds, fashioned by human hands to care for other humans. More of the gifts of creation. More wonders of God's handiwork underway. Perhaps even a miracle of cooperation and collaboration. The glory of God was revealed. So on the YouTube online video platform, on a channel called Technology Connections, the videos are all about what are at first glance simple objects and concepts that we all encounter. But the author focuses sharply on the fundamentals of his subject matter. He doesn't let himself get distracted. In one recent video, he got into the details of how camera flash bulbs used to explode. Remember way, way back, probably nobody remembers that, when the bulb would literally explode everywhere. But then, more recently, where a camera flash bulb would explode in a little cube. And so this fellow spent 34 minutes talking about the science and mystery of flashbulbs. 34 scripted minutes, not 34 minutes of rambling. He focused on what is important and made it important to us as well. There were no distractions, and he remembered to share his goal of his us being fascinated with the often majestic intricacy of objects that seem to be simple. So the psalm calls us to describe the simple yet profound majesty of what we see around us as well, and to proclaim the glory of God in creation, to look for that glory. And what does the psalm say? One day tells its glory to the next. Night to night we expand our knowledge, and we're called to spread this message about throughout the world. That's an important priority for us as people of God. That's honoring God that we heard in the Ten Commandments. So another priority for us, therefore, is to live out the commandments in love. The psalmist wrote that the law of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul, and that the commandment of the Lord is clear and gives light to the eyes. So our priorities are, firstly, to love God and to proclaim God's glory, to see the majesty of creation. Secondly, to love our neighbors through our observance of the commandments and in other ways. So as we move through this season of Lent, we need to multitask a bit. We need to keep the events of Holy Week in mind during this Lent, including Jesus' death and his subsequent rising again, in 3 days that we heard about in the gospel, in majesty and glory. And then zooming from that bird's eye view to a ground level view, we need to reflect upon ourselves and our daily living, how we honor those commandments. All of this requires focus and determination on our part without allowing ourselves to be distracted. And simply remembering that we have that dual mission to do those things is not good enough. Getting caught up in an analysis paralysis about how to love God, love our neighbor, is not good enough. We need to focus on those things now, those priorities now. So why did Jesus do what he did at the temple in Jerusalem? Some of the activity that had developed around big Jewish holidays, holy days, such as Passover, had perhaps begun to cloud the reasons for gathering at the temple. At Passover, the sale of animals, the changing of money had evolved to become a big part of what the people experienced. After all, what is the Feast of Passover about? It's about proclaiming and celebrating the Hebrews' liberation from slavery in Egypt. So a boisterous bazaar of vendors and their associated activity had the potential to distract the people from their mission to proclaim God's glory for their deliverance. Some might have been deceived into thinking that buying a dove or a lamb or a cow was the goal of the whole event. And they might have forgotten their real goal of telling of the glory of God. So Jesus, in righteous anger, chases away some of the vendors and the animals. He sees that the people have been distracted, that the holy day might have been changed instead into a festival of commerce. Some people might have lost their focus. And so he makes a very strong point. And lest we proclaim that Christianity has obviously never been distracted from its message and is obviously thus superior to the Jewish faith and tradition, I remind you of the brutality of the Crusades in the Dark Ages and early medieval periods, and the warfare surrounding the Reformation that pitted Roman Catholics against Protestants, and then the Indian residential school system in Canada, the Orthodox Church in Russia against the Orthodox Church in Ukraine. And a bit more personally, do we ourselves become distracted for the reasons for coming to worship on a Sunday? Or do I think that putting $25 or $50 on the collection plate is simply the fine that I need to pay for not loving God and my neighbors during the rest of the week? Focusing on the essentials is hard. That YouTube person I spoke about, those paramedics, they can do it. They're regular people. We can do it too. But again, focus is hard. And unfortunately, distraction is easy. We're forgiven if we become distracted. But it doesn't feel like it's okay to try to win the gold medal in the Distraction Olympics. So our prayer is that we might tell of the glory of God and of God's handiwork. We pray that Jesus will help us to live out lives of love towards our neighbors. We pray that Jesus will chase from our hearts and minds those things that distract us from the important things.